Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim, he's Dusty. We're going to go back and talk some more recruiting, Dustin. Last segment, we took care of, who did we take care of in the last quarter? Not the King
Brothers. Zaki Wheatley. And Jalen Reed, both the safeties,
Yeah. Well, this segment's going to be interesting because we're going to be talking about the King Brothers, also from Michigan, and that is Kalen King, who is the cornerback, and Kobe King, the linebacker. Let's start with Kalen, who is the cornerback. He is a four-star recruit out of Cass Technical. He is 5'11", 170 pounds, and like I said, he is a four-star, and he's the one member of this group who is listed as a cornerback. I know you watched the tape of him. What did you think, Dusty?
I really like him as a cornerback. He looks like a corner. That frame will suit him just fine at the next level. Penn State has been okay recruiting corners with length. You know, we mentioned a couple of them in the previous segment, Joey Porter Jr., Joseph Johnson, both are 6 foot two. Tariq Castro Fields is another guy who's on the long side. They don't have a set philosophy when it comes to the dimensions of their cornerbacks. I think they like to get a good variety of guys. And this 5'11", 170, it's in that John Reed category of player. So I think that frame's fine. He's, as you mentioned, he's a four-star in the 24/7 composite. He's also a four-star on Rivals. Going head-to-head with his brother, he was the bigger fish of the two when it came to being a prospect. I think, you know, mainly playing a more premium position, I think his tool set better translates to the next level. Not that Kobe King is a bad prospect by any means, but he is another guy just like Zaki Wheatley, who's a cornerback wide receiver, and that wide receiver ability helps make him a special cornerback too, because, you know, he's got an attacking mentality when the ball is in the air, where not all cornerbacks have that. Full-time corners, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't have that hunger to go up and take the ball. Consider it mine, you know, to make a play on the ball in terms of it being an interception instead of just defending the pass. You see him, you know, obviously on both lines of scrimmage. You see him as a big factor in the return game. That might be an interesting conversation point moving forward too. Can he do that at the next level? We'll see. You see him, you know, playing off the ball. You see him playing press coverage too. He's got a pretty unbelievable punch off the line of scrimmage when he's in that press position. He's got a good edge to him. He doesn't mind getting physical. He'll get in there and make a tackle. When he's off the ball, when he's playing his own coverage, he seems to make a quick read and diagnose things and have a pretty good football IQ. So all the combination of things, it's all there. You know, he can turn and run with guys. He's pretty smooth in his back pedal and coming out of his back pedal. There's a lot to like about him. And Penn State has done very, very well at the cornerback position. Kalen King is a good prospect for that spot.
And you hit on a couple of these things that I took note of too, Dustin. One is, I like when a defensive back, he was very big in his highlight film on special teams, kickoff returner, punt returner. That's how a young guy may get onto the field a little bit quicker. And what I also liked is, as a pure cornerback, you also noticed how physical he was, which could also lead him to getting onto the field earlier on special teams, perhaps as a coverage guy. And I don't know if you took note in his highlight film, there was one play where he just took his man, the receiver, just rode him right out of bounds, just chucked him right out of bounds. And
yeah,
I was looking for a penalty flag, but the indicator there was he's not afraid to get physical. And on the other side of the ball, the fact that he played wide receiver, and he showed some skills to go get the ball. That's nice to see again in a cornerback. So whenever I could watch a high school player and I walk away saying, I like how physical he is, I believe that's a great trait for a player who's going to play on the defensive side of the ball, Dusty.
You got to have that edge to you, you know, and I think it can be taught, but I think if you're not that physical player by a senior in high school, you're not going to be that physical player when you're, you know, a freshman on a college campus. You know, that's not something that you acquire overnight. So I think that's an important thing. No matter what position Penn State's recruiting, they want that. You know, they want linemen who offensive linemen who finish guys, not playing dirty. Sometimes there might be a fine line, as you mentioned, the, you know, riding the guy out of bounds. Sometimes there's a fine line, but playing to and through the whistle and making sure your guy's in the dirt at the end of it, that is a key attribute that Penn State, that really all programs want. And I think, to your point, Kalen King showed that. You know, I think he showed a little bit of everything, to be a pure corner prospect who's got some game-changing ability. I think he's a really nice player and a nice addition to this cornerback's room. Looking ahead at that depth chart too, there's a lot of good young talent. And speaking of his frame, Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson, who both saw the field as freshmen, both made impacts here and there as true freshmen. They're both listed at 5'11" and in the 180-pound range. Kalen King, in a year's time, is certainly after he gets on campus, will be right around those same dimensions. Penn State's okay with that. 5'11" and a really good athlete is just fine for them. So those guys are going to be sophomores in 2020. They'll be true juniors in 2021. Donovan Johnson, if he's still around, will be a redshirt senior in 2021. Joey Porter Jr. Will be a redshirt freshman this season. He'll be a redshirt sophomore. Joseph Johnson, Daquan Hardy, they'll all be around. Penn State is at no shortage of depth at the cornerback spot. But because of the way they use them, because of how many guys they cycle in there, 3, 4, 5 at a time, also because of the fact that cornerback to safety is a pretty common pipeline at Penn State, recruiting these guys in numbers will never stop being important. So I don't think Penn State's done at the cornerback spot. I don't think you're ever going to sit back and dust yourself off and say, hey, you know what, we're good to go. They're always feeling an urgency to get corners in bunches. And you've seen all kinds of reasons why, from the numbers that they use to the number of times we've seen them move a cornerback to safety. Lamont Wade, Garrett Taylor, Trent Gordon is the most recent. So I'm not sure, you know, I'm not going to speculate on who of these guys would move on to safety, but it's always a possibility.
Well, it's also nice to have that option. When you recruit a cornerback, there's always the possibility that they could move over. This is not like recruiting a quarterback where that's what you have, a quarterback and nothing else. So it's nice to have a lot of depth back there because you have options. All right, that was Kalen King. Let's move on now to Kobe King. Interesting, as twin brothers, very different bodies. Where Kalen King was listed at 5'11", 170, Kobe King is listed at 6'0", 223 pounds, which means 53 pounds difference between the twin brothers, which is kind of interesting. Kobe is listed as a 3-star inside linebacker, a much different player than his brother, isn't he, Dusty?
Much different. It looks like he ate Kalen King. Like he's a big kid. And, you know, I think when it comes down to it, you know, he's going to have to answer a lot of the same questions as Ellis Brooks, as Jason Kabinda, as Tyler Elsden, you know, guys who are pretty traditional, straight up and down middle linebacker types. They don't get a lot of glory on the recruiting trail because you tend to focus on what their limitations are instead of what their possibilities are. Penn State has not paid that close attention to, you know, what their limitations might be, because if you can be a 2-down leader, run stuffer, tough, physical, you know, make all the plays in front of you, dominate in the run game. You know, I think Jan Johnson was a really good example of all of those things. Then they don't mind having to shuffle you off the field. They almost embrace that. You know, if you're in an obvious passing down, Penn State's, you know, no matter whether your middle linebacker is rangy or not rangy or can is a asset in pass coverage or a liability in pass coverage, they're probably gonna want to get you off the field anyway. They're gonna want another corner, another safety on the field. And so I think Penn State embraces the quote unquote limitations of guys like this. And Kobe King, you know, he's a good player, he's a good athlete, he's not a phenomenal athlete. But he is really quick to fill gaps. He gets north and south. And when he finishes guys, you know, even when it doesn't look like he approaches a tackle with a lot of speed or he is knocking guys backwards in a really obvious way. So his tackling power stood out to me. You know, he's a physical punishing guy. You don't see him, even on his film, you don't see a lot of good examples of him going east and west and getting into his back pedal and covering ground. So those are all going to be things that he's going to have to work on, but it's not a lot different than some of these other middle linebacker types that Penn State has brought in. I think they're confident that they can salvage what he can do in pass coverage and work on his quickness and his feet and all that stuff. And they've shown it time and time again that if there's a certain thing that they need to work on a guy, they work on it and they check off that box. So I don't think he'll be any different.
Yeah, I think that's a good description, Dusty. He definitely seemed to have those inside linebacker instincts in the tradition of Penn State players. On his highlight tape, you didn't see him dropping in coverage, but that's not really what that type of linebacker does at Penn State. It doesn't happen that often, but it's not like the kid doesn't have any athletic ability at all. You saw him as a running back, and I think there's a good correlation between a running back and how he's able to see holes and a run-stopping linebacker to have similar skills to find those holes, only it's to stop the running back instead of finding the holes to run with, correct?
I think there's definitely a hefty portion of that. And as much as anything, and this, I think linebacker maybe is a better example than the other positions, but at all positions, Penn State wants guys who play football. And, you know, two-way players understand the game. They embrace the game. They get what's going on. They can see what's in front of them. They get football. They have a football IQ. And that's huge for the middle linebackers that they're bringing in. Kobe King gets that too. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to keep with recruiting on the quarterback side of things. Stick around.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the Blue-White Spring Game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the Spring Game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.